about that.
Well, don't ever worry about that kind of thing if you run across this again.
Oh, no, no, I don't mean I was worried about it. Oh, no, I wasn't worried about it. I just didn't know if you know.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of it I don't, that's true.
Yeah, that's
true.
Because
I haven't had any actual experience, but a lot of it I just know from reading.
Yeah, I wasn't worried about that. I was teasing Richard, this guy that I interviewed the other night. In all my interviews that I've done, this is, and you're the second person that I've had who was everybody except one had been a Baptist.
I declare. Well, you're in that area, you see.
Yeah, and there was one that I had interviewed, one Methodist, who was a very funny man. But anyway, I got to Richard, and Richard said he was got to religion, and he said Catholic. And I really thought he was teasing me because, you know,
We do have a lot of Catholics here.
Yeah.
See, it was founded, too,
because, mm-hmm.
with the Catholics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's another
yeah.
reason, too,
yeah.
I hear.
Yeah, and it was, so it was, and generally, you know, so there was a lot of things I was thinking about, and so I worded them differently when I was talking to him
mm-hmm.
when I got to the religion part, you know, mm-hmm. and everything.
I guess you would, yeah.
And I had never really thought about that, well, like that, like the... Jesus' mother, I just asked him the Virgin's name, you know.
Oh,
instead,
that's pretty,
you know,
smart, yes.
And everything. But, you know, it was really strange. it was the first person that was...
yeah, in this area, you're in Bible Belt, which is most prevalently with Baptist.
And this is also like expressions and things. Now, if a person was like alive yesterday, and today you hear that they aren't, you might say that, well, I guess last night they...
died.
Now, if you were being sort of euphemistic about it, you might say...
passed on. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you didn't know the cause of the death, you'd say, I don't know what he died
of.
I don't know what he died of.
Mm-hmm.
The box that people are buried in is a...
I'm quite blank on... Casket. Mm-hmm.
And the ceremony of burial, I guess, would become
a funeral.
And when people are dressed in black, you say at a funeral, you say they're in
mourning.
And if somebody was troubled about something, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right, just don't
worry.
And the disease that people get in their joints is called
No, there's another one that's arthritis?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind at all. I said, never mind that because even, you know,
well,
it's like I don't drink liquor, but I don't care if you do.
Yeah.
In other words,
okay.
So it's all right.
I can tell that from just being around in 5 minutes, you know, that sort of person, about things like, you know, you don't think you're white.
I learned that a long time ago.
I can tell that right off. Now, this is now you... A disease, it's very rare nowadays, but it would, I think it was fairly common earlier days. They would get like a terrible sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat. They got shots for it.
Oh, that's diphtheria.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a disease that makes people's skin turn yellow.
That's jaundice.
And, if your appendix is inflamed, you have...
appendicitis.
Now, if a person can't keep food down, you say that they have to...
vomit.
And have you ever heard any other words?
For that?
Yes.
Yeah, throw up, up chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had kids, you see, so I got that.
Yes.
Much of it I learned from them.
Now, if a person did vomit, you'd say that they were sick. If you sort of described the place where they were sick, you'd say they were sick.
At their stomach.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Instead of to their stomach.
Yes,
you say, at their stomach.
Yes, after stomach. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Now, especially really in earlier, when you were little, if you can remember people talking about, of course they would have been a lot older than you, teenagers who were like going out together a lot, and people thought they might have serious intentions. They'd say that they were...
courting was not a word that was used so much in my day as it was my mother's, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Just going with each other,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Dating.
Mm-hmm. Now, and they would call...